Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
TFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
Falkland.
Music teacher John Kill is visiting the Falkland Islands. John, where do you work normally?
Normally I work in Cyprus because I'm the head of the Cyprus Music Service, which is an instrumental tuition service which serves the service children's education schools in Cyprus. So normally I'll be in Akrotiri or Decalia or somewhere, which is a rather long way from here.
Not much change being in the Falklands then?
Not much change, no. The weather's pretty similar, yeah.
What are you doing here at MPC?
A little while ago we took on responsibility for the what are known as the rest of the world schools, which include Brunei, Falklands and places like Naples. And we put out a request if anyone would like to have some music support, then we would happily offer it. And Mount Pleasant said, yes, please. And so we concocted a scheme based on the Wider Opportunities Scheme, which is teaching a whole class instrumental tuition. We chose the guitars and we said we'll teach this by VTC, which I do now every week with the Key Stage 2 children in Mount Pleasant School. And it seems really only fair to do a face-to-face lesson at least once in the year, because the VTC has the notorious problems of time delays and so on, so it's a little bit difficult. So I came down, and of course I will work with the rest of the school as well, just because I love it.
What sort of things have the kids been playing?
The kids have been playing all sorts of things, apart from the guitars, where they've been playing a mixture of chord work and different tunes and singing to their heart's content. We've been playing chime bars and other percussion instruments with the Key Stage 1, playing other percussion instruments with the very small ones, even in the early years unit.
You're the man responsible for everybody round where I live, the sound of children bashing things every evening then.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. So I hope that they get the bug when they're at school and then they go home and they practice as much as they can. So we do get some complaints in a light-hearted way from the parents because they can't get any sleep because it's first thing in the morning bashing an instrument outside the door.
We're fine, earplugs work great. Is there much difference in the musicality of students from, say, different countries? Because you see a variety of environments. How is it musically?
Well, because we teach mostly with the military schools overseas, there isn't a lot of difference. You will get some influence from the local community, like we might get some Greek music or some influences of dance particularly, that kind of thing. But in general, it's pretty much the same, which is quite amazing, really. You can travel 8,000 miles and teach a class of children like it was just down the road, and it's exactly the same principles and exactly the same enthusiasm from the children, which is great.
I know the kids have had a really good time doing this music project. Have you had fun out here?
I've had a fantastic time. I've been looked after brilliantly by everybody, all the teachers and the head teacher, all the staff and the children at the school have really, really been very kind, and I actually will be very sad to leave because I feel like I'm part of the team here already just after a week. I hope everyone's really benefited, because I certainly have.
This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS in the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.